All right, we had to do this. A little tag at the top, we like to call it. There's some interesting things going on that we forgot to mention in the episode.
Yeah, the biggest thing ever is that we've been waiting to talk about this for the longest time.
Well, we restocked.
Yes.
The Theo.
Yes.
24/7 shirt. That sold out quick last time. And as you know, Theo gets his cut. He's always wanting to talk about percentages, and you guys heard him loud and clear, and the shirt sold out, so it's been restocked. If you go to yourmomshousepodcast.com and you click on the store, you can it takes you to the Estoy merchandise website, which houses all of the shirts and merchandise from the show now. But this is a unique shirt for us because not only does it have Theo, who's Theo 24/7, and it has, I believe, small through 4X in the men's shirts, but there's also a female cut shirt. So t-shirts are a different cut for female, and it has...
to accommodate your breasts.
Yes, and they are full, all the sizes for female, too. So it's one of the only shirts we have both men's and women's cuts, and that is now fully stocked, also completely normal. My DVD from my special, there are autographed hard copies of that on the site, so please consider getting that. And
also, those DVDs are sealed with plastic that you farted in, every single one of them.
Yeah, I did. I farted in all of them, and it wasn't my idea, but you told me, oh, everyone will like this.
Well, because it adds value.
Yeah. I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing up.
You got it.
That I did fart. It's really cool.
Don't tell Theo if you buy the shirt. It's just he's so in his head now about the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't mention it if you see him. Okay.
So yeah, that's true. And don't tweet him. Don't tell him anything like that. Enjoy this episode of Your Mom's House, and of course, we'll be back next week for more.
Wow.
Come on. Come on. No forgotten episode this time, James.
No. Where are you gonna... Wait, what's going on? Where are we?
It's Friday.
Oh. It's this Friday. Guys, this if you're in LA local Sunday night, I'm at the Melrose, the Hollywood Improv, doing the 9:30 show. I'm just local. I'm keeping it real. You know, I'm hanging out until we go on our cruise. And,
The Big Mommy Cruise?
Shit, with your family. I can't wait.
It's gonna be fun.
Top Dog and I had a pre-cruise conversation yesterday, and I'm really excited.
He's pumped, man. He's been calling me for months. Every time we talk, he goes, "We're real excited about the cruise, buddy."
So
every
excited.
Single time.
Well, because you know we're gonna talk about is Brown.
Yeah, he's real excited about
in
that.
Front of your mom and your sisters. Okay, so let's hold on. Let me just look here. I'm sorry, guys. I wasn't prepared as I thought I was. September 18th, the Jeans Machine and I will be at the Fart Lauderdale Improv at the Seaman Hole Casino in Fart Lauderdale, Florida. We're doing one night only.
The just, hard cock.
Fuck. I always mess that up.
The hard cock.
The hard cock Seaman Hole.
One night only. One show only.
We're both doing stand-ups. No podcast mommies.
Hopefully that morning we'll be on Paul and Young Ron, too. That'll be fun.
Oh, cool.
The morning of that.
October 2 through 5, I'm doing the Cincinnati Funny Bone in, it says Cincinnati Funny Bone, but it's in Newport, Kentucky. Let's be honest about that, okay? And then October 9th, Tommy and I are doing just the podcast at Cobb's Comedy Club in Manfriend Disco, California. And then the podcast tour kicks on, you guys. We go, let me look at the calendar, November 6th at the Highline in Seattle.
This time you're coming.
I'm coming, yes. Oh my gosh. I'm not being sequestered on some kind of reality show. November 7th, Portland, Oregon.
Analog Cafe.
The Analog Cafe. November 8th, Chicago.
The Empty Bottle.
The Empty Bottle.
All tickets are online.
The Empty Rectum. Online, yourmomshousepodcast.com. Buy your tickets now, suckers.
By the way, when you're in Newport, I am in Momlando, Orlando, Florida.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Newport, Kentucky is pretty much the same as Orlando.
But what's real important is that beginning tomorrow,
Yes.
I am going to Hong Kong.
What?
Yep. Yeah, here I come, Asia. Make sure you get tickets to see me. It's really important that you come to all my shows.
Buy those tickets now, guys. You want to get those tickets to Macau today because the show's tomorrow. So get those last-minute plane tickets now.
I think I have... where is it?
Singapore. If you can make it to Singapore.
If you can make it to Singapore, I'd really appreciate it. Now, I want to tell you this. I actually have the... here's the tour information. Ready?
Oh, my God. Is Webster going to be there?
My first show is at the Vault in Singapore on Wednesday, September 10th.
Okay.
Please get your tickets. It's at 23 Circular Road.
Okay. And what currency can they buy these tickets in?
It's in Singalese.
Okay.
And September 11th, rest in peace. We are doing a dinner, no show, it looks like, that day.
Okay.
Okay. 8 p.m. Oh, no, there is a show at the Champs Bar in Hong Kong.
The Champs Bar, and that's in which neighborhood?
It's in the lower region in Hong Kong. And then on Friday, we're doing a show at Takeout Comedy.
Okay.
That's, 34 Elgin Street in Soho Central in Hong Kong. And then on the 13th, we're doing another show there at the Takeout Comedy in Hong Kong. And then on the 14th, if you happen to be in Macau, we're doing the Lion's Bar at the MGM Macau. You guys know. So if you're there, if you're in China, in Macau, on that Sunday, the 14th.
Huge fans. I know. Listen, if you're a real Tom Segura fan, you'll buy the plane ticket.
Yeah.
You'll get the hotel. You'll go. You'll convert your money.
Plain and simple. Come see the God. Come see me. You know?
In Macau. I mean, how many?
Now, this is, I'm glad to be back doing the show. You know, we had our Lost, our mystery episode, and
yeah,
it's good to be back, back on the horse. Let's have a fun episode. Let's do it real big this episode.
Anyway.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Now, are you ready?
I feel like it needs to be more exciting. It's not as exciting as it should be.
Really? You need it to like amp it up?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this shit, man. Now, do you feel ready?
Woo!
All right. Let's do this. Let's party.
Makes you want to fight somebody. So we're here with Alki and Jennifer David, of course, the owners of 90210 Go, and of course, Have Faith and Film On and many, many other companies. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You look beautiful, Nishka.
Well, I'm a little bit chilly, Jen.
That's okay.
Alki, I don't want to put my mouth on that now. That's absolutely disgusting. That? Oh, my goodness. Jennifer, I'm not often speechless, but I think I've actually been caught speechless.
You didn't heard it.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Let's see it, Tom. Feel it.
I did a mini hands version.
Yeah, he did a tiny hands.
Yep.
That guy, so that clip we played, his name is Alki David. Do you know who that is?
No idea.
So he and his dumb fucking broad, wife.
Yeah.
It's like one of these red carpet things.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the broads were being all like, oh my God, you look amazing.
But I'm a big fan of him right now after that clip.
Me too. I don't know who this person is, but I saw that. So he takes the microphone of the interviewer who's like, what are you wearing? Yeah. And he just farts into it.
He farts right into it, yeah.
Do you know why somebody would do something like that?
No.
When they are worth, I don't know, $400 million and they're...
And don't give a fuck, huh?
Yeah. Nigerian-born Greek billionaire heir, a member of the prominent Greek Leventis family whose holdings include manufacturing, bottling plants, property, and shipping. Basically, this motherfucker owns everything.
Mm-hmm.
It says 90210go.com, the streaming video site battlecam.com. So he owns a home shopping website and a streaming video site battlecam and the modeling agency. So this motherfucker, he don't give two fucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, I ain't got but two nuts to bust. He doesn't care.
I ain't got but two nuts to bust.
He doesn't give fucks at all.
Yeah, he just... straight up grabbed that mic and farted right into it.
Of course, Have Faith and Film On and many, many other companies.
Companies.
Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You look beautiful, Nishka.
Well, I'm a little bit chilly, Jen.
That's okay.
That's a good fart. That was a good one. It had some bass to it.
I think I really like this person.
Yeah, that's a billionaire with some sass. I like it.
That's why you want that kind of money. Just fuck you money.
Yeah. Can you believe what this guy did? Oh, no one will ever work. Well, actually, yeah, we'll all work with him
Who
again.
Who cares?
Yeah.
He owns us.
Do whatever he wants.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
It's amazing how money can buy you out of being a civilized member of society.
I have a lot of respect for that guy.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of respect for that guy. Absolutely. Great guy. Now, there's... some other people that are known for their farts.
Us lower class people.
Yeah, I mean.
Us common people.
This medley, the ass ripper medley.
So
It's basically the greatest hits of King Ashripper to music, really edited, sliced together well.
Yeah, this was submitted by a listener.
Yeah.
It's called Ashripper Medley.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it up on the site.
I would hope you would.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, how did he do it? But how do you find the best moment from King Ashripper? They're all fantastic.
It's really hard to say. I don't know.
Wow.
People wrote, rest in peace underwear underneath his clip. Rip underwear. Here's someone wrote, my favorite things in the world. Fat guys rubbing cereal on themselves. Farting. White underwear stained with shit and dubstep.
Dubstep.
Those are his favorite things in the world, and they're all in this video.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Well, can we hear more?
Well.
Can we hear it?
I feel like, I don't know. Okay.
I can't, it hurts too much. You gotta do it in pieces.
He's super talented.
You gotta do it in pieces.
Why don't we go back to him? Let's go back to him. We'll take a little breather here.
Wow, that was explosive. It's like that, I gotta compose myself. I don't, it's like that Anaconda video that somebody dubbed farts over.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that up on the site as well. There's this, you know, that stupid Nicki Minaj video with just asses everywhere. Somebody just put fart noises in it.
And they silenced the music, the original music, they used the video, and they put like a generic beat. And then every movement by the girls moving their asses is a fart.
It's so funny.
It's really well done.
And when you and I were watching it the other day, we had to pause it.
I had to take a break. Yeah.
You know, it's just good comedy.
It's good.
I hate to say it, but it's good stuff.
Nothing you can't deny it.
What's funnier than farts? I'm sorry. Wait, stop. The beats are what kill me when it's on the VS.
Yeah. That's essentially what made the Oh My Gosh song.
I was just thinking about that.
Oh My Gosh is so brilliantly made. You guys have heard it on the show. It's one of the best songs ever made. Who made that one?
I'm
was that
crying.
Max?
I think Max Newman, yes.
Made that.
Because the farts are on the beat. It's so good. It's so good. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to fucking throw up. I'm laughing too hard.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
Oh no, I'm going to die of a heart attack today. A fart attack.
Oh my gosh.
we should point out this was like, there was a fart video where a woman farted and then just went, oh my gosh.
It's a fetish video.
He made
video.
This out of it.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to die.
Oh my gosh.
No, I can't change it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Not bad at all. Wow.
That
song is amazing.
I'm going to die. Okay. I'm crying right now.
Whew.
You know, that song, the Oh My Gosh song, Max Newman, That was a genius. It was genius.
Yeah, it's
there,
really.
So many of these songs we get from you guys, it just blows me. Like last episode, the Theo song was fucking bananas. That guy wrote to us, because we thank people that do that, right? He told me in the email, he said it took 20 hours to piece together the Theo song.
That's crazy. I believe it.
I believe it too.
I thought it would take longer.
For sure, 20
He made
hours.
Conversational, just like a things that said randomly over time. Had no purpose of being in a song. He made them rhyme.
Right.
That's insane.
And Theo was saying that.
Theo was saying it. Yeah.
So bizarre.
He rarely, you know, Theo doesn't even talk that much.
Now when he only talks to me.
Somebody was tweeting like, hey, what's up with that? I've only heard Theo talk to you. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because of your guys' bond, right?
Well, we're what's known as a bonded pair in the dog community adoption terms. Mm-hmm. Plus, I gave birth to him, even though I'm his adopted mother. I'm the one that breastfed him when we first got him.
Right.
I changed his diapers.
Right.
I love him more.
I don't know about that.
Okay, you love him too, but...
But you're right. He's very...
He's a mama's boy.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves you.
We're a bonded pair.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. You're a bonded pair, and that's why you talk. Because, like, a lot of times I try to talk to... He'll talk to me, but he doesn't talk to me, like, on the show. Like, you know, I don't even know where he is right now.
I don't know where I think he's napping.
Napping or out?
I don't know.
He said college football just started and he had like all these bets going on.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it. You know, it's so dangerous when he goes collecting at night.
I know.
Did he even bring up the tinfoil?
I lost money.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
From Theo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You lost money from son?
Betting on the games over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Last weekend, yeah.
How much?
I don't want to talk about it.
Has Theo said anything about that tinfoil incident to you?
Yeah. Yeah, he was really upset. He told me, you know, if I'm not supposed to eat it, why is it on the floor? And then, like he said.
That's rude.
I know. He said that, like, I was trying to get him sick, you know.
He blamed you.
Yeah. He said, you know, I know you're trying to get me sick. I don't know. He was just like, he thinks I want him out, he said. So,
well,
but he said, he said at the end, he goes, you better watch your food from now on. Maybe I'll drop something in there, he said. But
are
I tried
serious?
To explain to him, he said, the floor is my plate, so you can't drop things on the floor.
Right.
I was like, that's not really a fair thing to say.
It's not fair because sometimes we accidentally.
Right. That's what I said. And he goes, I understand. I might accidentally drop something onto your plate.
It's rude.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to him about his manners.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. You know, he is my son, but I don't condone bad manners.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
Too fucking faggots, you don't work out.
No, there you go.
It's so unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, by the way, someone corrected me. Hold on. Where is this fucking email? Oh my gosh, somebody made a good point here.
Yeah.
How I gave credit to the wonderful talent from the East Coast, i.e. Peter Kane. Mm-hmm. A lot of our favorite people are from the and I mistakenly credited King Astripper from being from the East Coast. He's a Michigan guy. So apologies, guys. You're right.
Right. And a little credit to the state of Michigan.
A lot of credit to the state of Michigan.
Which, by the way, there's nothing on the books, but we started talking today about trying to do something there in 2015.
2015? No,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah,
we're making an effort to go to Michigan.
And I think Michigan's proud of King, their
the
lord.
King. The king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you will, per se.
Yeah.
The lord ass ripper.
Lord ass ripper. For sure. For sure.
Oh, hard dress and a fart on.
This is from Michigan.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, get
him. Yeah.
Fucking king ass ripper right here. Yeah. Alien gross.
Another compilation. He's really shitting his shorts. It's horrible to look at.
Horrible or magnetic?
I really want to get my mother to watch this.
Can we do that on the cruise? That'd be so much fun.
I remember when this call came in. I don't remember us being able to play it. When the pipes burst in Westwood and they took a call on live news. There we go.
Yeah, that's great.
We do have a DWP spokesperson now on the phone, Lewis Slungpew. I hope I pronounced the last name correctly.
Yes, I'm Slungpew.
Oh, thank you very much. What can you tell us about this? Or is it something you've ever seen before like this?
Well, it appears that we have a water main that broke, and the apparent cause of the water main that broke was, it's coming into us from our troops on the ground. Basically, that a couple of college students might have sent down a cherry bomb down the toilet.
What? Oh. Can you say that again? You think somebody sent a cherry bomb down the toilet?
Yeah, we try to put on seminars, you know, yearly, explaining how dangerous it is to send any kind of explosives down a plumbing drain. But, you know, that's what is coming back to us. You know, we had a pressure break around sunset, and the cherry bomb must have popped through the top of the...
I love how the news... could you say that again? Like, yeah. He's so...
pipe and
nerds.
Just blew the bottom right out.
Wait, is this something that happens because of the UCLA campus and kids playing around, or is it the high school campus, or do you know the source?
Right now, we're still on the investigation phase. It just seems that... it seems that the break might have come somewhere around the Five Pavilion area, one of the locker rooms. It was either a cherry bomb or someone took a really large dump, you know?
That is an incredible... So, are you 100% sure about that? Is that...
And he's about to start, like, Karen, that's not... Because she's like, really?
Yeah, someone take a big dump.
That is an incredible... So, are you 100% sure about that? Is that...
Oh, somebody tells her it's a prank call.
It seems that the break might have come somewhere around the Five Pavilion area, one of the locker rooms. It was either a cherry bomb or someone took a really large dump, you know?
That is an incredible... So, are you 100% sure about that? Is that...
It's a prank call.
Oh, we lost him. I'm sorry about that.
We lost him.
Get him back.
We're hoping to get him back.
You dumb.
Dummy doesn't know.
You just got took.
You got taken for a tooken.
Well, it's Lewis Slungpew.
Slungpew, yeah.
That's so great. Am I pronouncing that right?
Mm-hmm.
Slungpew.
Slungpew or Slungpew? Well, it's Slungpew, ma'am. It's Lewis Slungpew. And don't put explosives in the toilet or take a huge dump. It'll break our pipes.
Huge dump.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
So let's give a shout out to U.S. Airways Express.
Get your life.
Good
Jesus
Lord. So
fuck, what a, they're fucking third world.
Let me lay this out here.
Yeah, it was horrific.
So here's what happened. I get my Denver itinerary a little while ago, and I go on, and the flight is about 2 hours from LA. Now, I get the to the point where I'm purchasing my ticket, and it just so happens that in order to upgrade to first, it was $110 more than a regular ticket. Mm-hmm. So I did the math, and I'm like, yeah, that's not that bad. Because a lot of times you go and you buy a ticket, and they're like, if you want to upgrade to first, it's $600 more per person per way. So you're looking at like $1,200 more. Mm. So I was like, this is, you know, that's unreasonable. And I don't do it. But in this case, I did it. So I buy the first class ticket, and then you come with me, and I get you one, and we decide that it's going to be like a fun date weekend, you know? It's going to be cool. You're coming with me.
Momver's a great place.
It's a great place. You don't have to do shows, so you get to relax, and we get to like hang out and do things together. So I explained to you we were rushed going to the airport last week, but I'm like, it's cool. We'll be in first. It'll be like fine, you know? We won't be rushed in the airport. We get to the airport, check a bag. So all I have is my backpack. That's all I have on me. And you have what? You
laptop,
checked your bag. Yeah, that's
my
it.
My computer bag.
So that's all you have. So we get there and they're like, all right, you check in, check your bags, go to gate 44 in Terminal 4. So we go to gate 44 and then they're like, where are you going? I'm Denver. And they're like, okay, wait over here. And they have you wait at the gate behind like a partition. And then a line starts forming behind us. And then it's like 40 deep. And we're literally waiting there 25 minutes. And not to board, they're just like, wait here. And this is at LAX. It's not like a miniature airport. This is one of the
busiest
airports in the world.
Yeah.
And then we see people walking off from the runway up to this gate door towards us. And they're walking out. And then finally, 25 minutes later, they give us the go-ahead that we can walk out. So we walk out, and what it is we walk down this thing to a shuttle bus, and then the shuttle takes us to a like remote gate that's here's how far away it is from the main terminals. you cross like Century Boulevard.
Yeah.
You see the highway entrance that you enter to the airport in as you're on this bus. So you're really far off. They drop you off there, then it's and they pack you into the bus.
Well, we're dangerously packed, and you're driving on the runway essentially, and we're passing Delta, we're passing America, we're passing
all the terminals,
the foreign terminals. We're like, where the fuck are we?
Yep.
What magical imaginary terminal
and
are we going to fly?
Why did you make us wait 25 minutes?
It's so crazy.
You know, so basically they drop us off. And now they're like, are you going to Denver? Like, you're late. It's like, no, we've been at the gate.
Yeah.
But you just didn't take us here. So they let us board. So like I said, you know, it's okay. You're first, right? So get on. The plane is completely like, minus the people that are with us that were waiting. And we're in the very first row. So if you ever sit in the very first row or the bulkhead in economy class, you can't have anything in your lap. You have to put it overhead.
Which is so fucking stupid. I mean, I can't hold on to my fucking purse.
Not even
purse.
Your purse. No, you can't have your purse.
I mean, they're so, yeah. Give me a break. I can't hold on to a fucking purse.
It's ridiculous. So then
just suck my tits.
I have my backpack and I go, hey, to the flight attendant, to the US Airways. I go, and I start to open. She goes, it's all full. And I go, okay. And I look to like, you know, they have their little cabin door. Like where they put their shit?
Yes, where they, for suits and for people's things and first class.
And
yes.
She goes, I go, can I? She goes, no, there's no room in there. And I go, what do I do with this? She goes, you're going to have to go back.
Bitch.
And it's like, keep in mind, like, yes, you're in charge of safety. That's a flight attendant. But you're also supposed to be service.
Helpful.
And like, you're telling somebody who you know just paid the most to get on this flight.
Right.
Go fuck yourself.
Right.
Put it in the back.
She was very dismissive.
She was not cool about it.
Yeah. Very rude.
So I go back to like row 10. And then as I'm about to put my bag up, a lady is like, And I put my bag and I go, well, I'm putting mine here for sure. So you can put it in afterwards.
Yeah.
I put it in there. I have to walk to the front of the plane. Now I realize that when we land, I have to wait. I either have to fight traffic or wait for everybody to get off the fucking plane.
Right.
To get my bag, which is like, it's just not helpful of the lady to do that. Then we fucking take off. And as I go to get my bag, she goes, sir.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And I go, what are you doing? Going to get my bag? Not yet. We're still leveling off. Okay.
Yeah, but the ding happened. The bing. That means you can.
So.
Fucking bitch.
I sit down. Then the other flight attendant, who was nicer, goes, what were you doing? And I go, my backpack. I go, you guys don't have any room up here for me, even though I paid for this fucking seat. I don't get to put my backpack above anywhere. Mm. I have to go back 10 rows to put my backpack because I couldn't board because you're at a remote location and I had to wait for a fucking bus to take me to your fucking plane.
Which they should have told you as somebody that frequents LA airport, like, dude, you guys, they should tell the passenger, hey, we're doing this thing now because we're assholes. Come half hour earlier.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Because we didn't know that, and we came on time. We gave ourselves the normal allotted time.
Right. Even being rushed, we were still on time.
Of course.
So anyways, then I go during the flight, and I get the backpack. And the plan is, we see that girl, I go, I'm going to offer. Well, actually, I just was going to ask her to put it under the seat in front of her for, like, I was gonna ask her if she minds, and then you were like, give her a fucking
CD
or something.
I always believe in bribery.
Yeah,
people really respond to a 20
she could
spot.
Very well hate me though, you know,
a 20 spot or a free DVD. Listen, if it's good enough for Mike Tyson, he loved your comedy DVD, maybe that broad's gonna love it.
Good point. But then I realized she has two boxes of pizza under the seat in front of
what?
Her. What? Yeah, and then that was the loud group, the group that was like, bye, bye,
that's,
bye.
That's another story. We'll talk about them.
But anyways, so then the nicer flight attendant, I go, I just tell her, I don't yell, I don't curse. I just go, yeah, there's no room for me to put my backpack. So that's why I was going to get it, because you had made me put it 10 rows back. And then she says, I'll see if I can put it in our little compartment. The one which that is, the other lady which, said.
Which is what they usually offer on Delta, on any other fucking airline that has a lick of sense.
I'm not asking for you to put it there for your flight. It's for takeoff and landing.
Yeah.
In other words, you have to put it away for me for about 3 minutes. And then I'll get it out.
Fucking fuck face. By the way, the plane looked appalling.
It was horrible.
That shit looked like. First of all, that trip we took in a shuttle bus on the runway there. That's what they did in Hungary and the airport when communism ended. I remember you don't just go up to the gate. They put you on a fucking old school thing. It could have been a third world.
Here's the craziest part, though. How
airplane.
About this?
Unbelievable.
The way home, like I said, originally I was coming home alone. I was doing this trip alone. So I buy the first ticket back. I would have not done it like that if I knew you were coming.
Yeah.
But anyways, 7 a.m. flight out.
That was amazing. We woke up at 4:45.
Yeah, that was
felt really
horrible.
Good.
But the big upside is what? That I had purchased first tickets.
Oh, right. Tell them what first class was like on the plane home.
Well, on the plane home, there was no first class.
It was like Southwest.
So they charged me full first fare, which didn't exist.
No. Everybody, it was the same.
Yeah.
Equal seating. That's weird.
I still haven't figured
first
that one out.
First of all, the condition of the airplane, it was like, welcome to US Air, run by Mesa Airlines,
now a part of America.
What? Yeah, formerly Thai Air, like, huh? And that literally there was, like, cracks in the wind, like, cracks
dirty.
Around. It was filthy. It looked like things had been duct taped. I mean, I was not happy. I had to drink two glasses of Pinot Grigio.
And by the way, on the 7 a.m. flight, can we all just agree that all the announcements aren't necessary? I mean, safety announcements, obviously.
Yeah.
But we'd like to welcome you aboard Flight 2851, U.S. Airways Express.
Good morning.
Operated by Mesa Airlines, now a part of American Airlines. And we'd also like to welcome all of our One World Alliance members. If you're not a member yet, you can sign on to AmericanAirlines.com and sign up and earn miles today. Today, people are earning a lot of miles, and you can earn these miles, too. If you're interested in a credit card that you can get points on as well, make sure you wave me down. I'll give you that application form. warm. Today we're going to be leveling off at around 33. It's 7 o'clock in the fucking morning right now.
I know. Like, someone's going to raise their hand and be like, I'd love to sign up for that credit card you're speaking of right at 7 a.m.
And everybody who fucking opens their window shade on that flight.
Oh, should be shot. Absolutely. You should be shot.
And at 35, when we hit leveled off, you should open the door and throw them off. They are the worst people.
The worst. Not only that.
Oh, I got to watch the sunrise. Yeah,
who has their fucking window open? Everybody else is sleeping.
Everybody there got up at the latest 5 a.m.
At the latest, yeah. And whoever's just used to that, I'm sorry.
La, 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 la. We're going to look at everything out the plane.
And also, there were no pillows or blankets on US Air. So it's fucking freezing on there, of course.
No, they suck. They're the worst.
Yeah, and they have to tell you everything. Temperature in LA is 5 Celsius, other known as 77 Fahrenheit. Cool winds out of the southwest. You're like, why are you telling?
A little bit of a little headwind right now, about 17 knots. headwind, and look out your. If you look out the left side right now, you can see that that's
the Grand Canyon. He told us.
Grand Canyon. There's a little bit of something. It's one of the great wonders. The world.
My wife and I, before we divorced, went to the Grand Canyon. She jerked my cock. It's a campsite right next door.
She had very long nipples, and I still have a thing for that. But we're moving on, and we'll be in Los Angeles shortly. Thank you very much.
And then they also do that. It's like they make the flight attendant is that first one, the announcement, 7 a.m., knows everyone's exhausted, sees people passed out on the plane. Yeah. And then after, it's like this is Captain Ricard checking in with you and just letting you know that, I don't know if you noticed, we're fucking flying right now. Just checking in with you, letting you know that we are flying. And if you didn't know that, we are. And we're just going to keep flying until we fucking get there. So if anyone was wondering what's going on, I'm fucking flying the plane and we're going to get there when we get there.
Fucking flying.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for the second announcement.
Yeah. My favorite is when they tell you how to use a seatbelt. Insert the flap into the buckle and then pull the loose strap tightly across your lap. Like,
at least Virgins, that video that plays, makes light of it. They're like, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
And I know that the Federal Aviation whatever makes you say those kinds of things to stupid people. But come on. Come on. Oh, you know what I had the other day on the airplane? One of the flight attendants came on and goes, guys, I just want to let you know, very special announcement. Our captain, this is going to be his last flight ever.
Nuh-uh.
And then, no, this is what she says, which is even crazier. And she goes, this is his last flight because he's joining the circus. And she was like, seriously, he's following his dreams and joining the circus. You know what everybody did on the plane? Nothing. Because nobody gives a fuck about your dumb fucking dreams. Just land the plane. Nobody gave two fucks about this guy's dreams. It was so funny. Everybody was like, yeah, well, fuck him. Fuck his dumb fucking circus, too. I hope he falls off the trapeze. It was from San Francisco. That's why. It was like early morning, too. We were like, what? Why are you talking?
Yeah, why are you telling us this shit right now?
By the way, that whole US Air debacle, making us walk up and down weird, rickety platforms, getting on a very fucking dangerous bus. The employee, there was a group of Asian girls who are boarding the bus and they didn't know where to put their bags. They were, and then the rude asshole was like, come on, hurry up. It's just common sense. Put your bag on. And he was like barking at us like, dude, wait, we paid for this, right? Like,
yeah,
this
exactly.
This isn't a charity flight, you piece of shit.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe that. What a fucking joke of an airline.
I don't know why they insist on that, man. It's so fucking lame that they do that to you.
And how do people with wheelchairs, you know, how does like a handicapped person board a US Air flight? I mean, there's no way that narrow little fucking things to get on the plane. How are you going to put like an old person? Or you're going to make the old person take a shuttle bus and then it's just ridiculous. It's really bad.
It's really ridiculous.
Or people with kids. Come on. You had strollers, and it's just ridiculous.
This, I got...
It makes you want to...
I got some fucking bug. Not a bug, but like some settings thing. This, I tried to stream a game online.
Oh, and sure, then I download.
No, really.
A porno game?
No, because our fucking hotel didn't have ABC. It had NBC, CBS, Fox, and no ABC.
Yeah.
So I couldn't watch the game, so I went to one of those... Channel. HD streams where you can watch football games, but you have to download something. Anyways, now some bullshit search engine pops up every time I start. It's really fucking bad.
You just gotta go. You gotta reset your other.
I know.
You gotta reset the homepage, the browser.
It said the worst part is that it says that my default setting is
farts.
Is the one I'm using, but it's not. It's not actually happening.
By the way, I had a wonderful momsage. Courtesy of my husband when I was in Momver, a momsage, and Tom and I discovered that I'm a huge square, apparently.
N-E-R-D.
I had no idea. Apparently, you're not supposed to wear chonies when you get a momsage.
How did you not know this, man?
Dude, I figured that was like in America, you do it that way. Because in Hungary, I've had massages and they practically violate you.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the Gellert Hotel.
Yeah.
Like my friend Sean and I went when we were 18 and they're like, go naked, naked. And they like practically finger your butthole. And I was like, oh, I should probably wear underwear.
Yeah, that's what you pay extra for.
Yeah. Well, I thought in America, you're supposed to wear your panties.
No.
Shut up.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
So then people graze your nuts all the time.
No, because your nuts aren't exposed. They're not grazing your nuts.
Sure they are.
You've had a couple nut grazes, but not. No, it's not really what's happening.
But you're not afraid they're going to finger your cooch or something?
No, because you're covered up, man. Why would they finger your cooch?
Because that's what happens. Oops, my hand slipped in your vagina. It happens.
I don't know.
I'm fisting you.
Does that actually happen for real?
Yeah.
Here's something that I recorded. I think we're back on the pilot thing. I remember that I busted out my cell phone. You remember this years ago when a flight attendant gave her farewell speech?
Oh, God.
And it made me so upset that people actually enjoyed it. Like, yeah. I put it up to insult her.
Yeah.
She reached out to me. She found it and was like, I so love that you were able to record my last speech.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. She sent
when
me a
did
message.
This happen?
I recorded it 4 years ago. But it's on my YouTube page.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. How y'all doing? Welcome, thank you. It's Monday. The main cabin door has been closed. Please discontinue use of all your cellular phones, all your blueberries, your blackberries, raspberry, gooseberry, huckleberry.
That was a big joke back then.
Yeah. Anything, folks, with an on-off switch, please make sure they're not powered down and stowed for takeoff. My name is Angela, and I'll be assisting all y'all for the next hour-ish. I am also your in-flight entertainment for the next minute and a half. Thank you. I'm here all week. Thanks. Not such a tough crowd, is it, huh? All right. Because of our interest in safety, we need to go to the emergency equipment aboard this Embraer 145.
I want
to
kill her.
That beautiful safety information card.
She was like, and she was going for her... For her jokes, like she really goes for it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you sense that she was going to do her amateur comedy thing? How did you know to push record?
I don't remember. The truth is, I don't remember. She may have said something. Something tipped it off. I know that something happened. I don't remember because it really was.
You sensed that this was open mic night.
Yeah, and I had flown like everybody, comics especially. With like the sassy, I'm going to make jokes announcements.
I hate them. I hate the Southwest ones.
Yeah.
I hate the clever. I remember Southwest, someone rolled some nuts down the aisle when the plane was taking off so that they rolled down and that was like the joke.
The seat pocket in front of you, follow along, even if you happen to be a frequent flyer. Now to fasten that seatbelt, we'll insert the flat metal end into the buckle to tighten. Pull the loose strap so it fits low and tight. Fall down. It's all good. All you have to do, folks, take the mask, place it over your nose and mouth, adjust it with the elastic strap, keep breathing normally. Even though this bag is not inflating, oxygen will be flowing.
Just so you know, she's building up. Okay,
yeah.
She has a big bang.
Business mask to a crew member advising you that supplemental oxygen, heck, it's no longer.
She knows to save her best for last.
It's stressing me out already.
Longer needed. Now, if you have to travel with someone that may need your assistance or is crying like a baby, put your mask on first. And then you put on theirs. I'll show you.
Now, if you all smile when this happens, it's less stressful. For example, we're flying along. Oh, look, a mask. That's the small part, folks. Everything goes better with a smile, I promise.
Big smiler, too. Big into smiles.
And we're moving on in the unlikely event of a water landing.
Woohoo!
That's right. Y'all have a seat bottom cushion, and it is used as a flotation device. Now all you need to do is just pull up on your cushion, take it with you to the nearest possible exit. When you do exit the aircraft, hold on to that seat cushion, hold it really close, kiss your butt goodbye, and go swimming. Now we have four emergency exits aboard this.
She's getting applause.
I hate her.
Aircraft, that main cabin door from which you all entered, in my galley next to me, I have a service door. Two additional exits, they are located somewhere back there. Actually, there's an overhead sign, folks, that will tell you that's an exit. And then when you see everybody else running off, follow along. Right? Okay. This aircraft also equipped with emergency escape path lighting. In the unlikely event of an emergency evacuation, the disco lights on the floor, they'll automatically illuminate, telling you to hurry up and get the heck off of this aircraft. Now, okay, regulations also prohibits tampering with disabling or destroying any aircraft laboratory smoke detectors.
Are you into it?
I'm ready to blow my brains out. Do you know what I do now when these announcements happen? I put on my earbuds and I have this app called Brainwave, and I listen to the sounds of a forest
to relax,
to not hear these announcements. I'm very sensitive.
Mind you, if you light up,
I don't like
you owe me $2,000 in cash. And Delta says, no, there is no smoking on any Delta flight. Well, after all that and all y'all's attention, I want to thank you so much. It's been a joy working for this company. It's been a pleasure working for all of you. I'm not grabbing two beers and jumping. I'm taking the whole liquor kit and drinking. Thank you so much.
Where was this?
It's
sound?
Gonna be slow southern laugh if you want to cry if you don't. I don't know what's gonna happen. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. How y'all doing?
That was on a flight to Richmond. No, from Richmond to Cincinnati. CVG. Yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot of that is like misplaced creative energy too. Mm. Like, why are you annoying all of us? Just get on stage somewhere and annoy people
somewhere else, right?
Yeah, you're right. At least Virgin does a good job of making it like they're aware of how irritating those announcements are.
Yeah,
so I get that. Here's what I listen to. I'm not even kidding. This is what I listen to. Hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It's light rain,
kind of like that.
It's what I listen to on planes now.
Hey, back to your underwear on the mom's side. Is that so? You think they're going to finger your cooch? So that's why you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, because the very first massage I ever had was in Hungary.
It was very aggressive,
and it was like, here's literally at the Gellért Hotel. Listen, guys, if you visit Budapest and somebody's like, go to the Gellért, they have the thermal baths and it's really nice. Here's what they don't tell you. At least in the 90s, my best friend and I went there from high school. They strip you naked. They throw some loincloth on you. And when you're 17 or 18 years old, that's mortifying. Mm-hmm. And then you're naked with a bunch of old ass babushkas with their tits hanging down to their knees, big fatties, and you know, all these old people staring at you. And then at the massage, this scary older lady lathers you with this disgusting communist soap and then like hurts you.
Can I tell you something?
What?
You're not there anymore. You're safe. It's okay.
I know. And then the curtain that's supposed to shield you from the rest of the people, they don't care about that. The people come in, talk to your masseuse.
No, I could not do that.
And then, you know,
I could not do that either.
I don't like being naked.
No. Okay.
Because of that experience, now I think, oh, I shouldn't be naked.
No.
Nobody actually fingered my ass. Just so you, nobody's fingered anything in a massage. But I feel too vulnerable.
You know? Well, do it. You know what they always tell you? Go to your comfort level. And you know what your comfort level is? It's having...
I'm stressed out just talking about it.
Yeah, it's having your undies on. That's fine.
I'm not there anymore, Tom. I'm not in Budapest anymore.
You're not there anymore.
You've escaped. Cold War is over. The Cold War is over.
Yeah. Got it. You know
what?
Therapist. And you believe in God. So does my man, Half Hour.
Yeah, it's time to, you know, I mean, just focus on this music, you know what I mean? Because that's all I'm about, you know what I mean? Because that's, you know what I mean, shit, I mean, I believe in God, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, God is real, you know what I mean? Big shout out to God, you know what I'm talking about?
Is this 12 ounce?
Half ounce. Big shout out to God. He gave God it. Now, Half Ounce took the, you know what I'm saying, to another level, because what he does is he does a three drop.
Triplets, if
you will. He triplets. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
You feel me?
You feel me?
Is that what
maybe,
he says?
Maybe. We'll hear it here in a second.
Yeah, I'm saying.
God is real. You feel me? Yeah, that wrong con was some real shit. God is real. Yeah, I mean, God bless the nigga. I'm blessed right now. Yeah, I'm talking about. You feel me? I mean, get.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? You know what I mean?
I like it. Goes. God blesses a nigga. That's crazy talk. That is crazy talk. That is crazy talk. Y'all feel me? God blesses a nigga. That's crazy.
God is real. You feel me? Yeah, that wrong con was some real shit. God is real. Yeah, I mean, God bless a nigga. I'm blessed right now. Yeah, I'm talking about. You feel me? I mean, get.
God is real. God blesses a nigga. Wow. Amen. Is that what they say at church? Wow. I don't remember that from Catholic school. All you niggas is blessed. What?
Oh my God. I'm struggling after that one. It's going to take me a second.
I didn't make it up. That's what he's saying.
Nigga, you know what I mean?
Oh,
he let
geez.
Nigga walk again. I done got shot up, hit by car, stabbed up, and all that. I mean, real nigga at this shit, I mean, like all that. I mean, I'm still here.
Not everybody been through that experience.
It hurt. Man, that shit hurt, man. That shit hurt, man. I got stabbed up 12 times, man.
Oh,
I got stabbed right up the street from where we at right now. We at Rogers Park. We on B Street. I got stabbed up right up the street. So I'm talking about on Victory and Venice.
Wait a minute. If you got stabbed 12 times,
God doesn't like you?
Why the fuck are you still standing on that street that you just got stabbed on? Wouldn't you never go there again?
Well, he's down the street from there.
Yeah, then don't fucking go there anymore if you're going to get stabbed. You know that stupid broad they made a movie about that her fuck, it's a surfer, had her arm ripped off by a shark?
Yeah.
And then they're proud of her because she goes back into the same ocean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You out of your fucking mind?
I still
don't go back.
I still surf all the time.
No,
lost
stop.
An arm doing it. Yeah,
stop! Don't surf. And if you get shot on a certain neighborhood, don't go to the neighborhood. What's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all?
Wrong with you? Wrong with y'all? Now you drop the next one.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing it again. I already said it too much on this episode. I'm already gonna get in trouble.
No.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
Real, you feel me? Yeah, that wrong con was some real shit.
Oh,
God
boy.
Is real, yeah, man. God bless the nigga. I'm blessed right now. Yeah, I'm talking about, you feel me? I mean, get.
You know, talking about, you feel me? You know what I mean?
No, I'm talking meow, meow, meow. He says meow, 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 meow. Where's he from? Where's 12 ounces from?
Half ounces from here.
From L.A.?
Yeah.
No shit. So he was referring
born
to.
Born in San Diego, but he came up in L.A.
Well, his accent is not. L.A.
Apparently there's some good, you know what I mean, in this clip. This was sent to us by Sean. Sean said there's some good clips, I believe, from Jeezy in here.
When Jeezy talks about him and Jay-Z, what does that mean to you, man?
I mean, that's the last rapper I ever, like, was a fan of, was Jeezy. You know what I mean? As far as, you know what I mean, still being a fan. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when you're in the music industry, you get a little jaded. You know what I mean? So I kind of didn't.
Yeah.
I was just working for, you know what I mean, for years.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like listening to music as like enjoyment. You know what I mean?
It's work.
Yeah, more work.
And I've been at that.
That's a lot of, you know what I mean?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of, you know what I mean? Well, 12 ounces, as you call him, talked about God. And somebody else who on our show, and by the way, we're always looking for, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I'm talking about your film. Talking about, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? If you ever find a good, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Make sure you send it to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. There's no house in the email
and guys,
address.
Don't send J-Rock. We've already played him on the Toronto episode. The reason we do celebrate J-Rock. We love the Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
But it doesn't qualify necessarily for this because we're looking for real people.
Real ones, yeah.
You know
I mean,
saying?
What they did is essentially they were geniuses about creating a character
so
that uses it, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But we like the authentic, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You feel what you're talking about? You know what I'm talking about? That's what we're looking for.
In the wild, if you will. In nature. The state of nature, if you will, per se.
And, you know, we've dropped, by the way, it's not a black thing. We've played Latinos doing it. We've played
Asians.
Asians doing it. We've played white guys doing it. One of the all-time in the runnings for the most, you know what I'm saying, just a white guy that goes by Skinhead Rob.
Shouts out to homeboy Mitch, you know what I'm saying?
Slickster.
Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mutual homie. Good motherfucker right there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? He's only going to fuck with the real, you know what I'm saying? So, real recognized real game, recognized game, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no busters, ain't no fakes over here, you know what I'm saying? It's all real deal, you know what I'm saying? All the shit we talking about, take it for its worth, you know what I'm saying? Truth's in that motherfucker, though, you know what I'm saying? It's real shit, you know what I'm saying? Skinhead Rob, motherfucker, homeboy Domino.
Skinhead Rob, that's like 30 seconds. I think he dropped about 30 of them.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, so you know the address. Make sure you send it, send the email address. .com.
So this email came in, speaking of, you know what I'm saying, says, sup mommies, I wanted to write you guys to inform you of my triumph in spreading the word of you know what I'm saying to people all around the world.
Okay.
This is great. I've recently made friends
with
a group of Japanese exchange students that live in my neighborhood. They came here to LA solely to learn English, and the girl that I'm closest with spends most of her time asking me questions about the English language, and she's only barely capable of holding down an English conversation.
Japanese?
Thus far. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
No.
The other day, she specifically asked me for the most concise way to ask if she was making sense to me so that she wouldn't have to repeat the phrase, do you understand, after every sentence. I immediately thought of the mommies and said, it's easy, girl. At the start and at the end of every sentence you speak from now on, just include, know what I'm saying? And you'll never have a problem talking with anybody that speaks English. I spent time working out the phonetics with her instead of the actual words, so she'd sound the most baller in her English class.
Wow.
She was super grateful, and over the next couple of weeks, all her conversations with me sounded like this. I can't even read it. I can't read it. You read it. Just read it.
Okay. Now I'm saying, I'm very hungry, know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? I would like to eat at a restaurant, know what I'm saying? She always yelled the know what I'm saying because I told her it was important to emphasize those parts like a real gangster.
That is so funny.
She could not understand why I could not stop laughing around her. This morning she texted me to tell me that she had failed her failed her most recent English test because she'd written, know what I'm saying, all over the place in her answers.
Do you like hip hop, yo?
Know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit.
Oh, that is so funny.
Needless to say, I feel like I did a good thing. Know what I'm saying? And she wanted me to know, oh God, that she's upset with me now. Thanks for all the laughs.
Know what I'm saying?
Vic, you did God's work right there.
That's God's work.
You know what I'm saying?
God loves you.
Oh, man.
What is it? How does it say it? 6 ounces?
You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean?
No, what does God love?
I don't remember.
What does God love?
God loves, I don't remember.
God is real, you feel me? Yeah, that wrong con was some real shit. God is real, you know what I mean? God bless a nigga. I'm blessed right now, you know what I'm talking about?
I was like, God bless.
You know what I mean? Gave a nigga, you know what I mean? She let a nigga walk again. I done got shot up, hit by car, stabbed
Jesus
up and all
Christ.
That.
Oh, I farted.
Damn.
Remember that fart you farted, was it last night or this morning?
This morning. That was this morning's fart.
What were we talking about?
I don't know, but
you're talking about teaching a farting class.
Oh, right. If I went to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. So, like, pay attention, students, and then I got something to say. That was it. I got something to say, and then...
Such a good fart. That was a really impressive fart.
I remember you were like, that's something. You were really impressed.
Well, it doesn't happen every day in this house that you fart like that.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, sure.
Speaking of God, blessing...
Good evening, nieces and nephews, Facebook. I'm in my car on my way to Bible and study. And I was sitting here thinking about the scripture that say, we are many members, but one body. There are many part to the body, but we only have one body. We are many member, but one body.
Yeah. She's really taken by this.
Mm-hmm.
And we each have our own assignments that we are called to. In saying that to you, Facebook, God bless you. I just want to sing a little song that's hallelujah.
I'm really excited about this, I gotta tell you. I'm really excited.
Deep in my heart on tonight. Oh, God just changed the song. Hallelujah. He just changed the song. Hallelujah.
What?
Deep and wide. Deep and wide. The river's flowing deep and wide. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Deep and wide.
Woo.
Deep. It's up there. It's flowing deep and wide.
Mm.
How dry I am. How wet I'll be if I don't find the bathroom key. Oh, I found the key. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I lost the door. Oh, never mind.
It's
oh, never mind. Oh, never mind. Oh, never mind. It's all. You better hold it. Oh, the floor. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And God bless the nigga.
Oh my God.
I'm blessed right now. I'm talking about, you feel me? I mean, get.
Wow. This is like it's a whole new Super Soul Sunday we're creating for people.
It's a mix up.
This is where somebody can really feel spiritually awakened on our show now.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Auntie Fifi took a childhood song and then remixed it.
She did. She's good at that. She'll just take things from anywhere and then messages from everywhere and combine that shit together.
Wow, that was powerful.
Yeah.
Auntie Fifi.
Hey, you didn't tell me. How was you actually entered the ocean today without
me? I did, man. You know, I went to the water. Today's fucking amateur hour because it's a holiday. What is it today? Labor Day?
Yeah. Well, not when they're hearing this. But
no,
yeah.
But, you know, we record these in advance because Tom's going to City Connection. But, it's amateur hour today.
Yeah.
All the fucking idiots come out with their coolers and their tents and their sleeping bags and their barbecues and their volleyballs. Fucking carne asadas and the gangbangers. And you're like, you're going to the beach, guys. It's not really that way. It's not far from civilization. Like, you don't need to bring the fucking everything you own to the beach.
That's true.
You can go without water and food for a couple hours. But anyway, it was so hot. And I actually wore my bathing suit to the beach, which I never really do. But it was so hot, and I was laying there, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do this shit. And I got in there, and of course, the first wave immediately tore off my bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
So now my asshole's showing to the world.
And you thought about massage in that moment, I bet.
I did, Tom. I thought about you massaging my asshole. You know, and I pulled up my pants, and then I got sand all over in my, you know, regions. Mm-hmm. But it was so much fun. I love the ocean.
In your hueco sucio.
In my, yep, whatever that is.
Dirty hole.
I'm like, yeah, my sucio culo. Mm-hmm. Is that what you said? My culo de sucio. I love it. I love the ocean, man. I think I'm a mermaid.
Yeah.
I'm a mermaid in my past life.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. It calms me the fuck down. I'd say the ocean's the one thing that really calms me down, besides alcohol and weed.
Alcohol and weed.
Let's go. And you calm me down sometimes.
I calm you down sometimes?
Sometimes. But when you bite your nails, and I get fired up, too. I feel your anxiety. I don't like that.
I know.
Yeah. More ass and titties.
Ass and titties. Oh, we should find that one.
I know.
Where is that?
It's under ass and titties.
Ass and titties.
It's in the ass and titties file.
Is that in our song file? Let me see if it's in here or not.
Cops are bald and
Cops
shit.
Cops are fucking bald and show that song.
Yeah, let's do that one. The remix.
The remix.
Cops are fucking bald.
This came to us. Let's see. Do you know who made this? Should we announce who made it?
If you want.
So everybody knows that there's one thing you can definitely assert about cops, right?
Cops are all bald and shit. They're all fucking bald and shit. Fucking cops are fucking bald.
Which, empirically, we've been watching the show Cops today.
Yeah.
Before we recorded this episode, they weren't. They had full heads of hair. All the cops in Iowa do.
Yeah, but there are a number of them that are fucking bald and shit, though. Mm. Felix.
Hi, Foofy.
I can't tell. I don't remember if we played this on the other episode.
We didn't.
We didn't?
No.
Okay. Felix, thank you for sending us Cops Are All Bald and Shit remix. And we're very happy to be playing it for everybody. Thank you guys for listening. Please check out Your Mom's House podcast.com for all the mommy info. Meow. We love you.
Meow.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
After all, bullish. After all, bullish. After all, bullish.
Fucking bought the homies are all fucking bald. They always have shaved.
Of course, that's the cholo look, man. You have a bald head, a goatee, homes. You have your socks pulled up, your Converse, and of course your shorts, your Dickie shorts.
It's crazy, dude. Like this is 46.
Yeah.
Fucking cops are fucking bald.